This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Andrew Bogus in for Maggie, who's on her final day of vacation in parts unknown, at least parts unknown to most of the staff here. I know
where she is now.
All right.
I know.
Where is she, Manny?
She's herding sheep in the border of Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan.
Not exactly, but you're close.
Sheep right, location wrong.
We're talking about bucket list sporting events today. A lot of people, I think, have the Masters on their bucket list going down to Augusta. It looks incredible. I like watching on the couch as well. I can't wait to park there this weekend and watch a lot of golf. But I tell you, Bogues, we are getting very, very close to the NFL draft. And you know those rare occasions where I actually sound like I know what I'm talking about the NFL draft?
Yeah.
Let me tell you where I got that from.
Okay.
I got that from Ryan Wilson's podcast with the first pick on CBS Sports. Of course, he's on CBS Sports HQ, NFL draft analyst. Ryan, welcome aboard. There's a couple things we have to talk to you before the draft. First, I want to hear, what is your bucket list sporting event?
Manny mentioned it to me. And you know what? I am at my point in the journey of someone who covers sports that I, like you, Perloff, just like sitting on the couch. I don't even have to watch the Masters. Yeah. I just want to sit on the couch, stare at the wall, let my kids be quiet for 20 minutes. And then that would be my Masters. That would be my bucket list sporting event. It's weird because I was actually racking my brain. Like I enjoy watching Premier League soccer. I haven't had time this spring just because of work, only because I don't know any of the storylines. I just like watching soccer. I can sit there. It's 90 minutes. You're in and out. I would maybe appreciate going to maybe a game in England, whether it'd be Chelsea or Arsenal or whomever. Like I'm not married to that, but that might be it. But that's probably the worst answer you're going to get today, yesterday, or going forward.
You know, one thing you do, Ryan, you've done a lot this spring, going to pro days. Now, I know that's not on anyone's bucket list, but I'll bet you a lot of fans would love to do that. Are they? I've been to a couple, and I always laugh at the hand timing of the 40 by like a 73-year-old scout. Is like, did he start running yet? But do you think fans would love to do that? Is that something, you know, the NFL could probably monetize this? Are pro days fun?
I do know, in fact, that fans love doing it because one of my coworkers, who is not on the sports side but on the marketing side, lives in Boulder, and she came to the Pro Day as a credentialed member of CBS, and she had an absolute blast because if you've never seen it before, it's a sort of a souped up field day where you see guys running around in shorts and t-shirts, but they're moving at speeds with which you're not familiar. And you could absolutely monetize it because we've monetized not only first night or whatever they call it now, Super Bowl night, where literally you're just watching your favorite players walk across the stage and answer a few questions. We monetized the combine in Indianapolis where fans are allowed to watch that. And you know, the NFL is forever looking for ways to make more money. The expansion to the moon soon, I would imagine. So this would absolutely be a thing. The difference, of course, is that this is run by the colleges. So there's going to have to be some conversation with the league. I would imagine those bridges could be crossed.
I just, a
pro day follow up. What are the rules for like the bottom third guys who are working out on pro day who don't necessarily have pro hopeful? Like, are you required to still stand there and time them and pay attention, or can you walk away when Shador's done?
Yeah, I think out of just pro day courtesy, you do it. I have been to some pro days where I've seen guys and thought to myself, yeah, no offense, young man, but you will probably be working as an intern at CBS in a couple of weeks. You won't be pursuing your future as an NFL player. But yeah, it does happen. And, you know, as you have kids, you sort of pull for these guys as your kids get older. But I take your point, Bogosh, and it's a weird journey, I'll be honest with you, but it's a fun thing to do as well when you see guys like Travis Hunter for example in person after watching him do the things he did on television, and he somehow moves differently in person than he does when you watch him in the fall.
Ryan, let's start there with the Colorado Pro Day. I saw obviously the video of Shador Sanders throwing. Did your opinion of Shador Sanders as a prospect change after the Colorado Pro Day?
No, he was who I thought he was, and who I thought he is a really good college football player. He's incredibly tough, and he does a lot of the things just under the level physically of what we saw from Cam Ward. He doesn't have quite as big an arm. He's a little smaller, a little slighter of frame, not nearly as good an athlete, but athletic enough. He does a lot of things really well, and I liken it in terms of the physicality, not in terms of the playmaking ability, but what we saw from Joe Burrow moving from Ohio State to LSU. And Joe Burrow coming out, the issue was, are his arms big enough? We saw Joe Burrow send that tweet years ago about, my hand size was 9. I can't play in the NFL now. And I think that physically is what we're talking about with Shador. But in the right system, I think Shador can be absolutely successful. The problem is, and this is a problem with all these guys, I mean, except for maybe Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix, if you don't land in the right system, you're going to flop. And I think I would be encouraged, and the Sanders might feel differently because he may not be a top five pick, but I would be encouraged about the prospect of going somewhere like Pittsburgh should he slip to 21, or they trade up for him at some point. Because if you go into Cleveland, that could be a situation with which we're all quite familiar, where 2 or 3 years from now, they're looking for another quarterback.
Well, I guess, you know, following up on that, we were talking earlier this morning about Lewis Riddick putting it out there that it makes, you know, it sounds good to him for Shador to drop out of that first three. Is that possibly Deion spinning a natural fall for Shador to make it look like that's actually the better thing for his son?
Yeah, no, it could be. And that wouldn't be the first time a family member or an agent has taken the steps for their son or their client. And because Cam Ward's going number one, and then number two, the Cleveland Browns were in full force from ownership on down in Boulder last week, and they were there, you got the impression, to see Travis. And I think it's probably down to Travis or Bill Carter for them at two. And then number three, the question becomes, does Brian Daboll, comma, job security on the line, want to take a young quarterback when they can manage with Russ and Jameis and going into next season, and maybe they take whoever's left between Travis and Abdul, and that's when the fall starts to happen. So that could certainly be Deion having those conversations publicly and privately. I think that Shador and Coach Prime understand what the draft board could very possibly look like. Number 9 at New Orleans makes some sense too, with Kellen Moore. I think a guy who's had a lot of success with quarterbacks young and old. But the reality is, it could be like a Will Levis situation or an Aaron Rodgers situation, where after the first quarterback goes, it's going to be a while until Shador hears his name call.
We're talking to Ryan Wilson, CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ, with the First Pick podcast with our buddy Rick Spielman. Is a great podcast, and other guests too that, you know, I love all you guys. Ryan, so if Shador falls past 9 with New Orleans, people are speculating that someone, either Pittsburgh, might have to trade up a little bit to get him. Do you expect any trades, maybe even into the bottom half of the first round, for, say, a Jackson Dart or a Jalen Milroe? Do you expect trades happening somewhere in the first round to get these quarterbacks under the 5-year deals?
I think that's less of a thing now than it used to be, because that always used to be the thing. You mentioned Rick Spielman. He talks about that with Teddy Bridgewater in 2014. They traded back up into the back half of that draft to get the 5-year deal on Teddy, and I'm looking at the top of the second round. I think it's more likely that these teams trade up because they get a little nervous. The Browns pick at 33, and it could be a situation where the Browns take Travis Hunter at 2 and then trade up until the middle of the first round and get Shador as well, which would be a fun story. The Giants are at 34. Tennessee at 35, but I would imagine we can all agree that they're going to take a quarterback. 37, Las Vegas Raiders, and then the Saints are at 40. So those are all teams that have an opportunity to move back up 10 to 15 to 20 spots if they so choose to get a quarterback. And I think it'd be more out of concern that that quarterback wouldn't be there than the fifth-year option. But that said, Perloff, to get to your maybe larger point, I think there's a real opportunity for three quarterbacks to go as well. My concern, and I like Jackson Dart, he's my QB3. My concern with him, especially if you're in that range where the Steelers are picking, is that you don't want to put yourself in a Kenny Pickett situation where in 2022 he was the only quarterback to go in round one. And a lot of folks, myself included, thought maybe he was overdrafted. And then you miss out on a quarterback the next year because you're trying to convince yourself that this was the right guy. And we always have these talks too with the media. Next year's draft class is going to be fantastic at the quarterback position. We'll see. But it certainly feels like it'll be deeper than what we're currently looking at right now.
What about, Ryan, the thing Jason Light said this yesterday, that he doesn't foresee a lot of trades at all in this draft because at some point players we level out and a second-round pick, you can get that guy in the fourth round and vice versa. Do you think teams are going to kind of stay where they are because they're going to have that many options in their natural spots?
That actually is a pretty interesting point, and I think this class is deep. Defensive line and edge rush and running back and tight end. And those aren't necessarily positions you need to trade up or down for because, again, the class is there's so many players in those positions. You can find them at pick 40 and you can find one at pick 65, for example. So that does make some sense, especially the things you primarily trade up for are quarterbacks and sometimes offensive linemen and maybe move up or down for those guys later in the draft as well if you have a guy that you love more than perhaps another team. But I think there could be a situation, since we know number one is going to be set, I think the Browns aren't going to come off that pick. I can't imagine. No one's going to trade up to number two to get a quarterback. That also would be a stretch as we sit here. So I think there's an opportunity for a lot of these teams to stay where they are. Because after the first 15 picks or so, a lot of these guys are going to grade out the same depending on the teams making the selection. So from pick 15 to 40, a lot of these teams could have similar grades on these players, in which case it might not make sense to move up 10 spots, for example, unless you're going after one of those quarterbacks we talked about.
Talking to Ryan Wilson, CBS Sports draft expert. Maggie's not here today, Ryan, but one thing she's been curious about this whole spring, Ashton Gentry's height. Is it an issue? I'm not sure exactly, 5'8", 5'8 and a half. There haven't been a lot of running backs of that size who've had success. I've seen a lot of Maurice Jones-Drew comps, but he could go very high. Any concerns? Is Ashton Gentry big enough to be the star we all expect him to be in the NFL?
I'm glad you asked that question, Perloff, because Ashton Gentry's 5'8", and I asked him that exact question at the combine. He's a great kid. Like, he could not have been nicer. But he looked at me and he said, you are literally the first person to ask me about my height. No team in any interview has asked me whether I'm tall enough to play running back. I said, all right, duly noted. I will not bring that up again. But those are the concerns that we all had, right? Because I wasn't sure he was going to be 5'8", because my coworker, Amanda Garrett, who does sideline, worked with him last year a few games, and she's 5'4", and she said he's only a few inches taller than me, so it could have been anywhere from 5'5 and a half to 5'8". So he's 5'8". You talked about the historical concerns with guys of that height, but he just feels special. Now, I just said that this running back class is incredibly deep, and if you're going to take him at 6, if you're Vegas, does that make the most sense in terms of bang for buck? I think in that situation it does, because you have Geno Smith, because you have Chip Kelly and Pete Carroll, and yet you have Brock Bowers. I think I like Gentry as a fit there better than Tyrone McMillan, the wide receiver at University of Arizona. But we'll find out as we go through this. But any concerns about him not catching the ball in 2024? If you go back to 2023, Ashton Gentry was one of their primary receivers coming out of the backfield, so he can do that too.
How many running backs are we getting in round one?
I think we're going to get two. It'll be Ashton and then Amari Hampton, who's a special player out of UNC. And then I think we'll have a run in round two as well. But I think right now, two. If more than two go, I will be floored.
Travion Henderson sneak in? Any chance?
I don't think so. I think he's more in the J.K. Dobbins conversation in terms of draft range, and in which case that'll be round two. And all those guys went back. I think it was a 2020 draft now. All those guys went to the top of round two. I think that's where we see him. But he's a great player, ran to the 4.4s, track guy, can block, can catch, can do everything you want.
Is this the beginning of a correction of running back value, or just because these guys in this draft, they have more value?
I think it's a situation, Bogus, where we're figuring out that, oh, we can use these guys more than typically how we use Derrick Henry, in just terms of between the tackles, bruiser who can get you anywhere from 3 to 50 yards. It feels like the Christian McCaffreys of the world feel like feels like the body type of the running backs coming out now, much more so. It's much harder to find a guy who's 6'2", 230 who plays running back as opposed to 5'11" between 195 and 215. And those guys have all come up through high school and college being able to catch the football. Very many of them block well, but that's not why you're drafting them so high. But when you get body types like Bijan and Jahmyr Gibbs and now Ashton Jeanty, who can do the things these guys do, it would be foolish to say, well, running backs don't matter, so I'll just wait. I think Ben Johnson and Jared Goff would have appreciated certainly having Jahmyr Gibbs there as opposed to not having him there.
Sorry to Ryan Wilson, CBS Sports. Any of the non-first-round quarterbacks that you really like? We're hearing a lot of hype about Will Howard. I love Dylan Gabriel in college. Riley Leonard is out to success. Who's the guy who's not even considered a first rounder that you're excited about?
Well, I'm up here a little bit down the road from where Maggie grew up, but I'm in Syracuse, so I've been riding the Kyle McCord train for months now.
Really?
Yeah, talked to him a couple times at the Shrine Bowl, and then again at the Combine. And he's number one. He's a great kid. Went to the same high school as Marvin Harrison Jr., so they've been together for a while. But I thought the progress he made from 2023 at Ohio State, when they essentially ran him out of town, because he didn't play great. He played okay. He wasn't great. And then setting the ACC passing record last year in Syracuse, where Coach Fran Brown allowed him just to be himself. I think he made some of the biggest strides of any player in college football coming out to the NFL, I thought. And he said, yeah, I was sort of tight at Ohio State. There's a lot of pressure there. And when I was allowed to just be myself, things changed. Teams like him a lot. There's going to be a varying difference of opinion. I like him a late day two. He maybe goes on day three, but he's a guy who can run an NFL offense. He throws with anticipation, maybe better than anyone. His arm's better than you think it is. I saw his pro day at Syracuse, and I saw Will Howard at Ohio State. Will did a great job, but when you look at the numbers going back to Kansas State and Ohio State for both those guys, Kyle McCord, year after year, put up better numbers. So it's certainly more than that. Will Howard looks apart because he's 6'4", 236, but I like Kyle McCord a little better than Will Howard. I think both those guys probably go late day two, more likely early day three.
Yeah, I saw Kyle McCord a visit with Pittsburgh. You think that's their possible, say they sign Aaron Rodgers, how about getting Kyle McCord later?
Yeah, and I think it makes more sense in that you're not using a first-round pick on a guy that you maybe don't love in Shedeur or Jackson Dart, if that's a conversation. You can get defensive line help, which is incredibly important to what they need to do. You don't have the second-round pick because of DK Metcalf. So if you can get Kyle McCord in the fourth round, that feels like stealing. Now, we say that every year around this time about these quarterbacks, and they end up being on the practice squad. But right now, as I sit here, I love that possibility better than trying to get a defensive lineman in round four, for example, after taking a quarterback in round one.
Ryan, do we know anything about Abdul Carter's foot from yesterday that Drew Rosenhaus didn't tell us?
I don't, and Abdul Carter didn't know about the foot injury at the combine when we spoke to him. That's how little it was affecting him. But again, these are things that you have to take into consideration. It's a Jones fracture, not a Liss, Frank, I believe. Again, I'm not a doctor, but when you talk to people in the league, they're way less concerned about that than what would have been a Liss, Frank concern. So, Drew Rosenhaus is doing his job, but Abdul Carter has a chance to be truly special. And if you're okay medically with Abdul Carter, I think you take him number two or number three.
All right, Ryan, here's what we really want to talk to you about. You are wearing clear glasses on Zoom. You can see it at Infinity Sports Radio Network on YouTube. We had a big discussion because Jason Kidd, we were watching the Luka return to Dallas. He rocks the clear glasses. You both look good, I think. What is your take on why you're going with the clear glasses as compared to, you know, I have sort of a smoky gray frame?
Yeah, you know what's funny, Perloff? I actually have more like your frames when I'm out and about for work. I've had these probably since 2019, and I thought they looked good as an old man hipster doofus type guy. Yeah. My dad told me, he's an old military guy, he said, those glasses look so stupid on television. Please do not ever wear them again. So I only wear them like around the house and in the morning if I don't have to leave the house. I like the way they look, and I appreciate you appreciating them on me, but most people older than us are not big fans of these clear glasses.
But you know who wears them? And it looks amazing in them, but they're thicker than yours. Travis Hunter wears clear glasses, and he looks like a superstar. And I don't think you or I can really rock the Travis Hunter look.
But if Ryan had these in 2019, you're ahead of the trend. Like, you started this.
Yeah, and my dad, the blow to my self-esteem, limited my ability to wear them outside. So yeah,
yeah.
We all can't be Travis Hunter. I think it's a lesson.
Right? Who listens to their dad for fashion advice? But I bet you your dad is cool though.
He's an old military guy, so you're going to hear him whether you want to or not because he's loud.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that sticks in my ear even as someone who is halfway to 100 tries to figure out what he should wear every day.
Ryan Wilson with the First Pick Pod, CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ. Ryan, love talking to you. I know you're super busy the next 2 weeks. Have fun. And I say keep rocking those glasses on TV, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Ryan.
I think he looks good. Yeah. So you have more of a black frame here.
Two frames. I have a black one, yeah. like a lighter blue kind of setup, depending on... I try to match sometimes, if I remember.
EJ, you always gone with black frames?
I've done a brown before, and these are actually dark blue, I think, technically.
Oh, okay.
They're very dark navy blue, I believe.
Yeah, would you ever consider the clear look?
No. Yeah.
It's hard to pull off.
Yeah.
Look at Travis Hunter's glasses. He is very comfortable in them.
But yeah, and my wife was very complimentary of me, saying that I'm already bland and pale enough that I don't need the clear frames. It was very sweet of her.
Yeah, I appreciate Ryan. What did he say? Older hipster doofus type.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm going for.
Yeah. That's what I would ascribe to be one of those. All right. We see you on the phone lines. We're talking about bucket list sporting events. Is the Masters the place you want to go? Do you got something better? Want to hear from you? 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. What's the one sporting event that you haven't been to that you need to go to? That's next, Maggie and Perloff Show. Back on Maggie and Perloff. We're talking about bucket list sporting events. See you on the phone lines. We'll get to that in a minute. But it's a Friday. We have some breaking NFL news. EJ Stewart, lay it on us.
All right. According to Adam Schefter, the Cleveland Browns and veteran QB Joe Flacco reached an agreement on a 1-year, $4 million worth up to $13 million with incentives. Flacco will return to Cleveland, where he won the NFL Comeback Player of the Year award in 2023 and very much angered Maggie Gray. That was not in Schefter's tweet, but I just added that because she was very upset about that.
As a side note, DeMar Hamlin being a 2-time loser of Comeback Player of the Year is a remarkable feat, in air quotes.
Well, I think that's true, but I think DeMar Hamlin's also happy to be alive.
Yes.
He has that.
He does have that. And he's actually been a very impactful player. He's in on like every play.
That's why he was nominated again this year, because that first year he didn't really play that much. Yeah. It was just the fact that he was on the sideline.
Now he's all over the field.
Right.
Yeah, he played pretty well last year. But Flacco returns to Cleveland, a team that already has Kenny Pickett as well.
So
I say that confidently.
Flacco.
That's why they signed Joe Flacco.
Flacco played 5 regular season games there in 2023. Then he lost the playoff game to the Texans. He averaged 323 yards per game in Kevin Stefanski's offense, threw a lot of picks.
Yeah, back-to-back pick sixes, right, in that playoff game?
Well, in the playoff game, but even during the regular season, he threw 13 touchdowns and 8 picks, so he doesn't have a great passer rating, but his yards per game was awesome. I said this, and I believe, EJ, you guys always fact-check me, so I hope I'm right. I was all about bringing Flacco back to Cleveland.
That is true.
This offseason, this gives them some breathing room on quarterback. So it looks like, to me, it's not because Flacco's there, but they're going to go Travis Hunter at number 2. There were a lot of rumors they were going to trade back into the first round, maybe to get Shedeur Sanders. I think with Flacco and Kenny Pickett, where you are as a team, you don't have to do that. Deshaun Watson wants to come back, but that's a different story altogether. That's not this year. He's still recovering from an Achilles. I think, Bogus, you could survive with Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett this year if you're Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, this guarantees that they are not taking Shedeur at number 2. So now this is just about, who is it Travis or is it Abdul Carter?
I would think Travis, because they just paid Miles Garrett a ton of money. Do you want to invest more?
Well, Ryan just told us, too, that it felt like in Boulder that the Browns were there to see Travis, not Shedeur. But this means that they're not taking Shedeur at number 2. If things change later in the first round, maybe he does still end up there. But that means that second pick is not him. This is much like what the Giants are doing with Russ and with Jameis. It puts them in position to make the pick of the guy that they want the most, that they don't have to take a quarterback.
Yeah, it's interesting. Can they win with Joe Flacco? And they got to the playoffs 23. I think with Stefanski calling plays and Miles Garrett still there, that's a huge part of this. Cleveland can actually be a surprise team. I don't think we're talking contender or anywhere close to it. But there is some talent in the building. David Njoku really came into his own last year or so. We'll see. They you know, if they get Travis Hunter, I think you have to play him a lot at receiver
there. At all times.
You know, maybe at all times, but they have some defensive players. I think he's more important at receiver there, especially with Joe Flacco throwing to him. I want to hear your thoughts on the Cleveland Browns, what they're going to do. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Also, what is the bucket list sporting event that you really, really need to go to before you die? A lot of people have that as the Masters. We went around the room. I went World Cup Final. Bogues, you went with the...
I settled on Notre Dame football.
Notre Dame South football. Bend. Manny, World Cup Final. EJ, what'd you go with?
Rose Bowl.
Okay. Nobody did WrestleMania, by the way. I don't know.
Not a sport. I'm sorry. Wrong question.
Oh, get out of here.
What was that, Bogues? One more time?
Not a sport.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines. All right. Adrian, what is your bucket list sporting event?
Hey, Mr. Perloff. My bucket list is the Final Four. I had a chance. I had Masters tickets in 2022 for the practice round on Monday, and my team is Carolina Tar Heels, and they were in the final game against Kansas. So I had, it was crazy. I had to make a choice. I already bought the Masters tickets, so I was actually trying to just go to the Masters, the practice round earlier in the day, then fly down to New Orleans and see Carolina, but I just couldn't do it. And it was just too much of a hectic and flights and things like that. But that's my bucket list. I heard Final Four is awesome. The Super Bowl is something, but I think that's better at home to watch and do things with friends and family and stuff like that. What do you guys think?
Wait, Adrian, so you didn't go to the Masters or the Final Four on that Monday?
No, I went to the Masters. I went to the Masters. I already had my tickets, and those tickets are it's like a lottery to get those tickets. So I had to go to the Masters.
Yeah.
I killed one bird, so I'm looking to go to Final Four, hopefully next year or the year after.
Well, it worked out because your team didn't win that night, and I don't know if your team's going to be there next year.
But they've got, but they should be back soonish. You know, you're not rooting for George Mason.
They got a great recruiting class coming in, and they were up 15 in that game, and they weren't back. They basically weren't even supposed to be in that position after beating Duke and then playing Kansas in the championship game.
All right, thanks, Adrian. I like that one. Let's go to Jeff in Tucson. What is your bucket list sporting event?
So my bucket list sporting event would probably be the NCAA championship game football. I haven't been to that. I've been to the semifinal game when Ohio State was here in Phoenix. Lost to Clemson. So I've been to that. That was kind of fun. I want to chime in. You know I'm big Ohio everything, right?
Right.
So I do like the Flacco thing. I think they're going to take Travis Hunter. And I think I was listening to the guy from HQ and you know, I watched Kyle McCord when he was at OSU, and how they kind of ran him out of town.
Yeah.
And I do like him, and I do like Will Howard, too. I think Will Howard will be more than a backup because of his size, and I think if he gets the right fit, he'll actually do well in the NFL. But I do like Kyle McCord, and I really hope the Browns decide to take a quarterback. My last thing I wanted to ask, and I can't remember, is when is Watson's last paycheck?
Oh God, I don't know. Because they restructured his deal. Thank you, Jeff. I don't know what. By the way, Will Howard. Did you see guys see that Will Howard's getting Josh Allen player comps because he is huge, and I guess he does look really good in his workouts. He had some success at Ohio State. I find the latter round guys kind of interesting. I find Will Howard is a potential decent third round pick.
Deshaun Watson, by the way, signed like technically through 2029, but 2026 is the last real year of that deal.
Got it.
So 2 years left of him theoretically being on the Browns payroll.
There was a storyline yesterday that he is talking about coming back better than ever.
Of course. Prove the doubters wrong.
We might get into that later, but that feels unlikely to me. All right, let's go to Dave in Queens. What is your bucket list sporting event?
Guys, good morning. Thanks. The thing and only thing that came to my mind would be if Pete Rose gets in the Hall of Fame. If he gets in, I would go to that. I would get a hotel. I would do whatever I have to do to get on that presentation to see, because like as a kid, I went to the Hall of Fame in 82 and it would put a cherry on top in my life that the guy that I always wanted in the Hall of Fame and liked as a player would make it. And it would be like, I would do respect for his family because I've met some of his family, his daughter, Fawn and everything, out of Cincinnati this summer, this past summer for him getting, after he passed away, I mean, not this summer, in the fall, mm-hmm. the memorial in Cincinnati, I met his daughter and everything. And we said, you know, keep up the fight. So if he gets in, because the family wants that, and of his honor, I would go to that. That would be my first Hall of Fame, induction ceremony. It would be a bucket list thing for me, but it would only be if Pete gets in, you know?
Awesome, Dave. Yeah, that is a good one. Thank you. I appreciate it. A Hall of Fame induction as a bucket list, if it's one of your favorite players, that sounds really cool.
Well, I would say Cooperstown. I've been to Cooperstown for induction weekend, and it is remarkable.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
Yeah, it's a great trip, period, if you love baseball, but Hall of Fame weekend, when literally Main Street, there's just Hall of Famers and other baseball legends just walking around, signing autographs. It is mind-blowing how fun it is.
Sounds like sports heaven. Who'd you see inducted?
I went in 2002, which I think was Carlton Fisk? All right. A long time ago.
Obviously made
it was
big,
not a
it
was
big
not
impact.
A, yeah, clearly not.
Yeah.
It was not a tremendous class of people getting in.
Yeah, my uncle owned a restaurant in Cooperstown, and they needed good classes there. Real quick, Sean in Oregon. Sean, what is your bucket list sporting event? I think you have one that a lot of people have.
Hey, I've been to a lot of different sporting events and a lot of stadiums, brother. But the oldest, most prestigious event in this country is the Kentucky Derby. And there's a two-week-long festival that leads up to that. You know, like you talk about, like, week-long. There's Daytona Week. That's a big one. Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs, brother, that's when everyone gets dressed up. Everyone's going out just to have a good time. You don't have these aggro fans. You're not looking around at riffraff sitting in seats around you. You know, that's a place where you can get the ladies dressed up. You go there and have a great time, brother. And I've always wanted to do that. That's top of the list, brother. Look at every single year, you see the Emerald or Churchill Downs, and you're always surprised on who you see there. You're like, wow, look, this guy showed up. Oh, look, that guy showed up.
I love it.
Have a great day, you guys.
Thanks, Sean. So my dream is not just to go to Kentucky Derby, but be part of the gang with Tom Brady, Gronk, Julian Edelman, have some sort of unbelievably cool suit and a hat, and just be one of the guys. That would be bucket list. You know, one of the good-looking former NFL players.
That's more impossible than bucket list.
Could you think I would stand out? You'd have Jimmy G, Tom Brady, Edelman, all wearing like amazing suits and hats
seven
and sunglasses.
Beautiful men and you.
Then you have me in my charcoal gray suit from Men's Warehouse.
You know what? If you can make that happen, I'll buy you the clear frames to wear with your outfit for that day.
You know, Gordon Damer's here with updates. Gordon, you're pretty stylish. We're talking about glass frames. Yours are cool. I feel like you could hang with Edelman and Brady at the Kentucky
Derby.
You're
basing this off my glasses frames?
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's
science.
I don't know. I feel like you got a nice sense of fashion. You would not be intimidated by going down to Churchill Downs with Brady.
I don't know that that's true. No, I think I don't know. We don't know each other that well just yet, but no, that would not be true.
You and Brady don't know each other? Or no, you and
no,
me?
You and I don't know each other that well to make that statement. I'll say that.
Okay.
I think that would be a bit of a strange... What would I have in common with Tom to talk about?
You know? Tom Brady? I don't know much about you. You gotta have something. There's something in common with Tom.
No, he's got like a really weird diet.
Yeah, you don't eat
he's
avocado
nothing,
ice cream.
Nothing but success in his life.
You ever dated a supermodel?
Nope, not yet.
Okay,
fingers crossed. There's still time.
Still time.
You ever won a Super Bowl? You ever platooned with Drew Henson at quarterback?
Do you ever lose to Eli Manning in a Super Bowl?
Nope.
Twice maybe.
Still no.
Have you been roasted by Kevin Hart?
I have cheated at my job.
Okay, all right.
We have to find a common ground.
Okay, there it is.
There you go.
There it is.
We found it.
What's your deflategate?
Yeah, Gordon Damon, Tom Brady of the show.
Yes.
Give us some updates.
Synonymous, yes.
Well, some GOAT updates.
I know that the Masters is going on. The baseball season's in full swing. The NFL draft is less than 2 weeks away. But earlier this morning, I was informed the big story took place last night in Detroit.
Cunningham across the line. Left sideline. Shamit dogging him. Dave very calmly backing him down. Slips through, little shot, drops it in. He just, nothing flusters him. 99-96.
34 points for him.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? The call on the Pistons radio network, possible first round playoff preview. Pistons overcame a 13-point second half deficit, beat the Knicks last night, 115-106. Knicks saw plenty of Cade Cunningham. He put up 36. He also had 8 assists. For the Knicks, Jalen Brunson had to leave the game in the third quarter after rolling his ankle. That's not good. He did come back, only hit 5 of the 15 shots he put up. Karl-Anthony Towns had 25, but even he knows.
Just got to be better and finish the game out, play all 48 minutes. We had a good first half, just didn't play the second half the way we needed to.
This feels like Pistons in 6. I don't know about you guys, but...
Ooh, want to bet?
Folks, why are you doing this to these guys on a Friday? You know that EJ and Manny live and die with this team. Die more often.
That's exactly Gordon. Why I said it. Back to you, Tom Brady.
Yeah, if that was not bad enough for the Knicks, the Pacers won again last night. 114-112 over the Caps. So they lock up at least the top 4 seed, but they're just one game behind the Knicks for that third spot with 2 to go. All right. I thought there might be more.
I'm just trying to remember what happened when the Pacers played the Knicks last year in the playoffs.
The Knicks got hurt.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Kind of like how the Knicks didn't play basically anybody last night.
OG, no, Josh hurt. Hart. Like kind of like Embiid got hurt and Paul George got hurt and Cam Thomas got hurt.
It's been 10 years since anyone went wire to wire to win the Masters.
The Knicks played no one last night except Bridges, Cat, and Brunson at times.
Yes. Okay.
Half their starting lineup was gone.
Okay.
This is where Maggie would come in. Gordon, Justin Rose.
Sorry, America. Justin Rose, 7-under-65, takes a 3-shot lead into today's second round of the Masters. He'll get his second round underway shortly. He tees off at 8:52. Scottie Scheffler, defending champ, came back. He put up a four under yesterday, so he's 3 back of the lead, along with Corey Connors. And a tradition unlike any other refers to the Masters. It also could have referred to Rory McIlroy meltdowns. He was at 4-under yesterday through 14 before 2 double bogeys in 3 holes, so he finished at even par. And then there's Jose Luis Ballester. He put up a 4-over-76. He also peed in Rays Creek
before Rays.
Heading to 13. So what was he thinking?
I really needed to pee. Didn't really know where to go, and since JT had an issue around the green, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sneak here. In the river, probably the people would not see me that much, and then they clap for me. Probably one of the clubs that I really got today, like real loud. So that was kind of funny.
Yeah, it has to be a confidence booster. You get applauded for that.
Yeah. By the way, JT had an issue, meaning he was taking the porta potty, and they couldn't get into the porta potty.
No, I think he needed a ruling or something on the 12 green.
I know. JT, yeah. That it's an all timer. I mean, listen, this guy will probably never win a Masters, but he's a Masters legend.
NFL. Speaking of legends, NFL news this morning, Joe Flacco back with the Cleveland Browns, 1 year, $4 million. And if you like really long baseball rain delays, last night, Phillies Braves was your jam. 2 hours, 45 minutes, extra innings to boot. Braves beat the Phillies 4-2 and 11. Marcelo Zuna, 2-run home run to win it.
They sat for 3 hours?
In the rain?
Wow, that makes no sense.
I hate when they do that.
I have a Zuna on my home run derby team. We're doing a home run contest, Gordon. So I have mixed feelings about this result.
Why only mixed?
I'm a Phillies fan.
Oh, okay.
There's no excuse for you to have mixed feelings when your team lost.
You're saying if you're fan... No. If you play fantasy football and you win a fantasy football match, but it costs your team a game, are you honestly not slightly happy about that?
I never root for... My fantasy goes out the window whenever the Jets or any of my teams are playing.
What about bets?
What about real money? Bet against the Jets.
That's probably a good policy. Thank you, Gordon.
Probably bad policy. I probably should.
Yeah, it's got to be a millionaire.
Thank you, Gordon. And by the way, take the compliment when you get compared to Tom Brady. Don't argue back.
I will take it, yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And also, compared to us, you do have Brady aspects because it's not a high bar around here. All right.
Did you just call him the least ugly person here?
I don't know if I said that, but I thought it. Okay. Cleveland Browns signed Joe Flacco. What does that mean for the NFL draft? We'll get in that next Maggie and Perloff show.
Joe Flacco.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back on Maggie and Perloff show, breaking down the Cleveland Browns acquisition of Joe Flacco, comeback player of the year in 2023, balled out, fits Kevin Stefanski's offense really well. When I think of Stefanski, I think of his mentor, Gary Kubiak, and that offense where basically you need a guy who can roll to the right, fake a handoff, and throw the intermediate to deep pass, and that's Joe Flacco. I really like this.
I get it. What's interesting to me, I'm going to steal a tweet from my buddy Bill Lekas from SiriusXM NFL Radio. This also means the Browns are not going to trade for Kirk Cousins. Forgot about that, too, that Kirk is kind of lying around, too.
Well, what was the money again? I know with incentives, it got up to 13.
Yeah, it starts at 4, according to the tweet, and goes up to 13.
So 4 is backup money. You could go with Cousins and Flacco, especially with Cousins coming a year and a half off Achilles. I don't think it ends.
It feels like it does. Like they're gonna pay Deshaun Watson while he's hurt, and they're gonna trade an asset for Cousins and have Flacco and have Pickett.
That's a lot. And draft Kyle McCord.
Right, yeah.
And apparently, they've been linked to Jalen Milroe a lot. There's a lot of really smart draft media people who say the Browns like Jalen Milroe, who is stylistically couldn't be more opposite of Joe Flacco, right, the Alabama quarterback. A lot of interesting choices there. We're also talking about bucket lists, sports bucket lists. Would Augusta and going to the Masters be at the top of your list? Personally, I would love to go down there. I love watching it on TV. I've never had a pimento sandwich. I'm curious. I don't know if I would love it. But I would love, if I could do anything around the Masters, going to that dinner with the former champions when the high-end menu, that would be amazing. Imagine just sitting there next to Tiger and, I don't know, well, as long Jack.
You got to have a good year, though, because as you went through the menus the other day, and some of them are you want to avoid.
They're on a good trend, though.
They're on a good trend, yeah.
I saw one guy had grilled chicken breasts. I can't remember who it was, and he's getting killed.
But see, I think I'd rather have that. I'm not really an adventurous eater, yeah. So I'd rather have that than like a South African delicacy of thing I've never had before.
Game meat, like elk and stuff? I'm all about
well,
that.
Well, you were reading, and you had a guy from, Northern Ireland who has some weird concoction.
Cottage pies.
Yeah, like
Danny Willett.
Yeah, so like a couple of those are just out of my league.
Oh, we found out today that Andrew Bogish has the palate of a 6-year-old.
No, more like a 12-year-old, because I don't have just chicken fingers.
I'm reading that Nick Faldo had a bad one.
Upgraded to fries now, huh?
Or Nick Faldo was complaining. Nick Faldo, coolest guy in the history of golf, by the way. Okay, Bubba Watson went with chicken, mashed potatoes, and mac and cheese. By the way, kind of basic, but kind of delicious.
I would argue that you only get one, though, of the mash or the mac and cheese.
No,
you
no.
You got to
no,
pick
no,
one.
No, I
ooh,
get both.
Ooh, I don't know. I think that sounds pretty good. All right, let's go to Jay in Nashville. Jay, is the Masters on your bucket list?
I mean, I've already been to a couple pro events and everything, and really it's not, if you've caddied before, it's really not what it's cracked up to be, because, you know, you got to fight through all those people, and I'm going there to see the player. I want to follow that player around, get some tips, see how everything, what he does, how he walks up to the ball, how he approaches the hole, all that different type of stuff. I'm trying to make my game better. But, you know, going there to socialize, no, I'm going there to watch that particular player. And if you're going there to have a good time and watch that player, you're going to do a lot of walking that day. And you're going to be fighting through a whole bunch of people. So, yeah, it's really, you know what I mean? And I used to be a caddy, and I was telling EJ on the phone, my bucket list, I've already had it. I used to caddy at a place called Valley High in Las Vegas. And I had Eric Dickerson and Ronnie Brown. His last name is Brown, but he was the Super Bowl MVP. And then the group ahead of
Larry
us, we
Brown.
Had Charles.
Larry
yeah,
Brown.
And
yeah.
Larry Brown, yeah. Yeah. And then the group ahead of us, Charles Barkley and Joe Pesci. And I think it was Robert De Niro with them, too. But, I mean, really, I was just caddying for some regular dude. This is like pre-9/11. This is when, you know, Silicon Valley was just starting off. And that's where this guy was from. But, you know, I caddy for him 18 holes, and we come back around. He's like, let's play another hole. I was like, let's play another hole. Next you know, we roll up on Eric Dickerson and Larry Brown and then Charles Barkley and them. And it was just such a cool day because, I mean, it got to the point the guy was like, you ain't got to caddy no more today. Just drive the cart. He's like, this is the best day of my life. And the thing about it, all of them were just regular people, especially Charles, who always had so much respect. But Charles is like, you know, a celebrity by – when you see them by themselves, walking around by themselves, not a care in the world, that's a really cool celebrity.
Yep.
You know what I mean? No entourage or nothing like that. And that's how Charles was. And then on top of that, he was just, so he's a person that wants to be approached. Not some celebrities like, no, I'm not taking any, no autographs today, no selfies. He's not like that.
Yeah.
Thing with Charles is like, just don't approach him with a bunch of silly BS. Then, yeah, he might flash on you. You know, he's not about all that. But he's a really approachable person. That's why, you know,
totally
he said
agree.
Something crazy on TV, but, you know, I'm like, I know the real, you know, I've met the real Charles.
I met him.
Like,
yeah, Jay, I agree. I came up before I was even in this industry, met him at a bar in Philadelphia. Could not have been nicer. He is the man. He's huge. By the way, how big is he in person? People do not know.
He's
huge.
No, he's big in person. But like, he's like, you know, I meet NBA players and they're just, they're real tall, but it looked like you could blow on them. You know what I mean? And they'll sail away. You know, because they really Charles is big, like tall and big. And you know what? His golf swing is really not like that in person. That's just the TV. The guy really can swing. He can really hit the ball. He's not. All that stuff is made for TV, but he really does have a swing.
Awesome. Thank you, Jay. That's a pretty good.
That's a good one.
That's a good group to go with Joe Pesci and Charles Barkley and play golf.
Did you say maybe De Niro was in there
too?
Yeah,
maybe De Niro. I mean, I'd be a little terrified of Pesci at certain points. still scares me. If, say, you said, hey, Joe, that was a funny line. What do you mean funny? That would be a little daunting.
Those guys don't get it.
No. I just watched, it's funny, Eric Dickerson's Football Life the other night on TV. Amazing. Amazing dude. By the way, I would caddy for him. All-time great running back. That's out of left field. All right, coming up, more Cleveland Browns talk. What does signing Joe Flacco mean for the NFL draft? Does that mean the number two pick is a done deal? And who will it be? Maggie and Perloff.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.